Here's the translated text in English. Police fire water cannon at protesters hurling smoke bombs in Olympic host Milan. U.S. pushes Russia and Ukraine to end war by summer, Zelensky says. If U.S. attacks, Iran says it will strike U.S. bases in the region. Macquarie updates 2026 outlook for gold and silver. Here are the new targets. Can iron ore hold its floor amid new supply and cooling? China engine? Russia launched 400 drones, 40 missiles to hit Ukraine's energy sector. Zelensky says, union agrees to U.S. refineries contract, averting nationwide strike. Gold-silver prices set to end wild week on a positive note. Oil prices climb on worries of possible Iran-U.S. conflict. UBS banked Ghislaine Maxwell for years, moving her money after Epstein's arrest. Dorsey's block cutting up to 10% of staff. Bloomberg News reports American Airlines CEO agrees to meet pilots' union over concerns. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX, Russia index unchanged. Weight loss drugs to compete on biggest stage with Super Bowl ads. U.S. agency investigating if ABC's The View. Violated equal time rules Hims and Hers to stop offering compounded semaglutide pill after hay crackdown. Trump backs merger between Nexstar and Tegna. Senator Warren presses Trump over DOJ probe of Fed Chair Powell. Consumer credit soars, beating expectations and previous records. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index rises, surpassing expectations. Canada loses 24,800 jobs, but January unemployment rate hits 16-month low. World food prices ease further in January, United Nations FAO says. German industrial recovery still tentative despite rising exports. Swedish inflation falls to 2.0% in January. Core rate drops below forecast. Japan's Takaichi aims for blizzard of votes in rare winter election. Washington Post publisher Will Lewis announces departure following mass layoffs. South Africa keen to utilize new ECB repo lines. Central bank governor says, in economic speeches, Trump claims inflation victory nearly 20 times, even as prices bite. Hungary's opposition. TISA promises wealth tax euro adoption in election program. French justice opens Epstein-linked probe against former culture minister. Turkey to maintain tight monetary policy and fiscal discipline, vice president says. From Trump to Epstein, how Brad Karp lost his grip on law firm Paul Weiss US. India unveil interim trade framework, move closer to broad pact. Ethereum climbs 11% in bullish trade. Bitcoin bounces back from 16-month low, reclaims and holds 70K level. Cardano climbs 10 cent in a green day. Zen O launches public beta, integrated with Story for real-world data collection, powering physical ARPC limbs 14 cent in bullish trade. KuCoin expands earn suite with KuCoin Wealth for high-value investors seeking defined term returns. World Laureates Association launches OpenSIT, a pioneer of future-oriented open scientific infrastructure. Cathie Wood's ARK stock trade shy light. Coinbase and Alphabet moves. RTX declares quarterly cash dividend of 68 cents per share. Lexicon Pharmaceuticals completes $100 million stock offering. Cantor Equity Partners. Vi raises $150 million in NASDAQ IPO. Paul Mueller Company declares 30 per share cash dividend. Riley Permian names Bobby Sadity to board of directors. Lockheed Martin declares 3.4 per share dividend for Fupuan Tune 26. Wunx completes acquisition of Convex Group for $7 billion. MidPen and First Colonial receiver regulatory approvals for $101 million merger. SolarWind partners with Alibaba's T. Aobao Shangafor Carbon Credit System.